Welcome back, listeners. You are now listening to the On the Radar business segment with me, Herta Ekanjo, who will be taking you until the hour of 2:30 now in our first business news, as the Health Ministry launches its Oral Health Awareness Week. Eagle FM speaks to the Health Ministry's National Chief Dentist, Dr. Kunja.
Okay, so Oral Health Awareness Week, basically we have an International Day of Oral Health that we usually celebrate on the 12th of September. But what happens is that various regions across Namibia come together to then prepare and commemorate this Oral Health Day and turn it into an Oral Health Awareness and Education Week. Mm-hmm. So the importance of this is obviously to raise awareness and education on the importance of good oral health and how it can contribute to the general health. Mm-hmm. And we also use it as an opportunity to go out and do various oral health checks and to ensure that any diseases, early diseases of the oral of the mouth can be detected early enough. Mm-hmm. And then we also use it as education. So children at various schools are taught on keeping their mouth clean and the type of diet they're supposed to be eating. And we can also talk, it depends on what the dentist decides to target. Mm-hmm. So if they decide to target, for example, pregnant women, then they will give them education on how to keep your mouth clean and so forth. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing is that we try to do as well is we are trying to ensure that we don't, you know, working at a state facility, we have noticed that a lot of people arrive at hospitals and dentists with very late oral diseases that could have been prevented very early on. Mm-hmm. So that is what we are hoping to achieve, that by going out and reaching as many people as possible and making this, you know, fun and educative and as possible, we hope that the information that is spread out there will encourage people to be coming to seek their usual dental consultations, even when they don't have pain, you know? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people who seek dental or oral health care at hospitals in the state sector usually only come when there's pain. So mm-hmm. we are trying to also encourage them to also be coming for their consultations, the twice a year consultations, come for their yearly cleaning of the mouth and so forth, I mean, and teeth, you know? Mm-hmm. So basically that's really almost in a nutshell, in summary,
all right,
why we do this here.
Yes, and now, doctor, before I let you go, like, can you just take us through what oral diseases does one, you know, find?
Okay, so we have things like what we call dental caries. Those are cavities in the mouth. Mm-hmm. We have something called periodontitis, gingivitis. These are the diseases that affect the structures that support the teeth, you know, the gums around the teeth. Mm-hmm. In a layman's term. And then we also have things like infections that present themselves as dental abscesses, where you will have the patient who's around that, I don't know how to, I'm not showing you mm-hmm. Physically, but you will be swollen around the tooth. Mm-hmm. An abscess, a swelling. And so those are some of the things that we will, even when we go out to the various schools and communities, that we'll try to also detect.
Mm-hmm. Now, doctor, is brushing your teeth the only way to prevent these diseases?
So what we encourage is we want to obviously encourage you to be coming to the dentist to be helping to detect some of these things that you may not know mm-hmm. that it's an early sign of these diseases. So we teach you how to brush your teeth. So brushing your teeth also has a technique. Mm-hmm. You don't want to brush your teeth so hard that you create another lesion, mm-hmm. but rather we want you to brush with the right technique.
Mm-hmm.
Also knowing how many times you need to brush and when you need to brush, and then also involving flossing. And then obviously coming, as I mentioned, this is very important, coming to see your dentist, the yearly and twice yearly appointment to your dentist can really help to prevent these oral diseases.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, at what age should a child be taught to start brushing their teeth to avoid such, you know, diseases? Is there an age, limit for brushing teeth, like what age a person should start brushing their teeth, or as long as you have teeth, you should start brushing?
Yeah, so obviously when a child is really small and they already have their first teeth,
mm-hmm.
their motor functions won't be as adequate
mm-hmm.
to brush their teeth adequately or properly. So what we do usually encourage the mothers is as soon as they see that the child has teeth, we encourage them to already start cleaning these teeth. And then also, the mother has to already, at a young age, around 3 or 4, already be encouraging the child to attempt to clean his or her teeth. So the mother will be already teaching the child, you know, how to brush their teeth. So what we usually do in those instances that we teach the mothers how to take care of their young children's teeth, and they can then transfer these skills to the children.
All right. Now, Doctor, what are your words out to everyone out here in the country?
I didn't record it. I hope not. I didn't even prepare. My encouragement is really that all people of Namibia can take their oral health as a serious part of their general health,
mm-hmm.
to encourage them to seek a dentist even when they don't feel any pain, to encourage them that I know many people have got a fear of dentists, so it will really be good to come to the dentist when also you don't have pain, just to come and experience the dentist
mm-hmm.
In a nice way. And that's also what we try to encourage the mothers to do. When the child is still young, they can come and visit the dentist when there's no pain or anything like that, and they can do some little cleanings, and they can, so that the child, you know, gets used to seeing a dentist and not have this anxiety towards seeing dentists. So my encouragement really to the Namibian people is take your oral health seriously, visit your dentist twice a year, go for your cleanings, and yeah, that's basically it.
All right, now thank you, Doctor, but before I let you go, what is your name?
And that is what we are getting from that business statement right there. It's exactly 11 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to the On The Radar business statement.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Well, now welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the Business Segment right here on Eagle FM. Now, Iscaripub will be hosting the 8th edition of the Navahub Half Marathon on 17 September. After 2 years of absence due to COVID-19, Omaruru's regional sports officer BK Karumendo speaks on this event. Ben Winduk's manager, sustainable investment and deal originate.
It's a privilege after a month ago when we have launched the Navahub edition in the absence of 2 years due to the impact of COVID. Why in the other time that I mentioned the race is back, better and bigger? Today, it's our press conference release that we will give the details of the race. The race is on. Plan A is Karibeb. Plan B is Karibeb. Plan C is Karibeb. There is no other place where this race will take place. The race will take place in Karibeb 17 September, this coming Saturday, and this Karibeb. As we know, what is it that we do to keep these races bigger and better? A couple of months ago, I was having a meeting with the management of Navahub Gold Mine. If you compare road races in Namibia, some of the road races are dying natural death. What is it that we do in order to give back to our athletes? The people that have to benefit at the end of the day, it's our athletes. And I told Navahub, the only thing that you need to do, it's when you give back good prize money. Good prize money to your road races. Just like any other one who play a football and get a small salary at the end of the day. If you are playing for Black Africa, for African Star, by end of the month, you get the 7,000. And today I declare the prices as follow, and we are not leaving anyone behind. We have all the categories included, even the masters 50 plus, and we also included the young ones, the junior category in the half marathon. And the big pack is a senior man and senior woman. Both senior men and senior women, they will walk away the first person who crossed the finishing line. For senior men and senior women, they walk away with a 7,000. With a 7,000 Namibian dollar. Of course, we are moving towards the professional part of road racing in Namibia. After 30 years of independence, we cannot keep on the low rate of prize giving money, 1,000 to a half marathon. And that's why majority of the elite athletes, they go to our neighboring country, South Africa. Why? Because there is better prices, road races in South Africa. Even in football, I can make an example. Majority of our football players, they are playing in South Africa. Why? Because there is better green field there. So today, the junior men, on the technical aspect, I just want to inform the member of the media, on the technical aspect, the half marathon is a 21.195. So on the technical aspect, if we are a junior man or woman, you must be on the day of the race 16 years and older. If you are 15 and if you are 14, you are illegal to run a half marathon. I just want to inform, those are the technical rules. It's not BK rules, it's athletic rule all over the world. The junior men in the category, both junior men and women, they walk away with a 5,000, which is a good money as well. And then we are paying up to the fifth position. The senior men, we are paying up to the seventh position. Member of the media, you have the price list. And then we go to the veterans. The veterans is the category between 40 years and 49. I think it's our division, majority of the people that are sitting here. And they walk away also of a 5,000. Both men and women. The women for veterans and the men for veterans will walk away with a 5,000. And then the masters, both men and women who finish over the finishing line will walk away with a 3,000 in the half marathon. And then for Navajab employee, just to motivate, Mr. Kasale will come in. The first Navajab employee and the first Navajab woman, men and women, they also gonna get $1,000 Namibian in what position they came, but as long as they finish first in the employees side of Navajab. And then we have a fun run, 5 kilometer fun run. The 5 kilometer fun run, there is no big prizes, but the first male and first female will walk away with $1,000 Namibian. Also, Mr. Kasala will also give a detail to this 5 kilometer fun run. The rest of the fun run, they will not get prizes. Only the first junior men and women and the first primary division. This is the 9, 10, 11 to 13 years. And then the secondary school is 14 to 19 years. So those are the details of the prizes. And as I said, there is no race in Namibia that will keep alive as the Navajab road race because of the prize money. And if the total amount now is looking up to 120, that go only for prize money. And I told them, if this race is still alive, as long as you are producing more gold for 20 years to come, the race will be alive, because we will walk away up to 15 years, 20 years, where we pay maybe a 20,000 or 25,000 for first men and first women. Because I compare our road races with the market of the region. If I compare Pikwe half marathon in Botswana, Yuaneng half marathon in Botswana, or one of the biggest races in Botswana, they are paying 25,000 first female and first male. So I got a call from Zambia, from Zimbabwe, the guys who want to do the races. But they said, maybe after 5 years, we will be coming, we will go to South Africa. Yes, I'm speaking now. Even athletes from Ethiopia, athletes from Kenya, they are racing in South Africa because of good prize money. And this is the professional way that we are moving towards. So thank you very much for this race, Navajab. Thank you, Namet. Thank you, the town council. Of course, the Directorate of Sport, which I'm working on, they put a lot of effort in these races. I mean, Mr. Njavera will give a detail on that. And I would like to give the opportunity to Mr. Kasale just to highlight a little bit on the race. And as I'm speaking now, all logistic things are in place and all the roads will hit to Karibeb. Before I give to Mr. Kasale, the registration will be on Friday in Karibeb on the main street, in Ndi Mohammed Tenya Street, from 9 up to 6. From 6 o'clock in the afternoon, we move to Usap Field until midnight. So those late buses that are coming from the respective region, and then we will have a late registration in the morning, 6 to 7. We are not sending anyone away when you come. And then if there is a queue on a Saturday morning, we may delay the race for 15 minutes maybe to start the race at 7:45 due to a queue that people have to get their race numbers. So those are the difference of this race. We don't want to send anyone away. Whether you are active, whether you are belong to a club or you don't belong to a club, you are welcome to come and take part in this.
And that is what we are getting right there from the regional, the Erongo, or actually the
Umaruru Regional Sports Officer BK Karumendu saying that this time the race is back, bigger and better, and saying that most of the road races in Namibia dies a natural death, and that to save the races, it is to give back to the good prize money to the road races. It's exactly 23 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's Business Segment.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, listeners. Now, Ben Windhoek's manager speaks on the impact of climate change when it comes to businesses. Ben Windhoek's manager, Sustainable Investment and Deal Origination, Ruan Best Beer, says the impact of climate change has become a business and household reality, and the world as we know it has changed dramatically. Besbir added that in a recent article published by the World Economic Forum, which investigated the factors shaping the future of consumption and buying decisions, it was highlighted that consumers and employees who form part of the critical stakeholders of any organization, especially the next generation such as millennials and Gen Z, have increasingly different expectations for both businesses they buy from, invest in and work for. According to him, leaders are under pressure from various stakeholders in the market to prove that their organization are acting responsibly and sustainably amid rising concerns over climate change and the impacts of business on people and society. Besbir mentioned that last year's United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP26, and the recent World Economic Forum, has shown that there has been a visible step change in the global financial industry's support in the fight against climate change and their commitment towards reaching the Paris Agreement targets, ultimately reducing global greenhouse gas emission by at least 45% by 2030 to reach net zero ambition by 2050. Moreover, he noted that the Namibian financial services companies are not isolated from the global shift towards combating climate change and continue to play a pivotal role in changing the 17 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. He added that more specifically, driving socio-economic development by providing access to favorable capital and enabling financial inclusion across the country. The manager said regarding sustainability, the African continent is susceptible to climate risks, social cohesion, erosion and severe debt, which have been highlighted as the most critical global risk for the next decade. He said, and I quote, hence financial services companies face increasing pressure from their stakeholders in the communities where they operate to proactively contribute and effectively address and disclose their commitment to the continent's interrelated sustainability changes while demonstrating optimal financial performance. Furthermore, Best Beer emphasized that now more than ever, it is vital to embed ESG, which is environment, social and governance risk management reporting and disclosure practices and other sustainability initiatives into business models and strategies to build resilient organizations that are set to thrive and that will remain relevant and competitive in new reality and future we are facing. Bastir noted that it was well established that ESG and sustainability have become
two popular but important terms that are floated around to corporate sphere. Furthermore, he added that ESG and sustainability reporting and disclosure are complex and constantly evolving due to lack of consistent taxonomy standards and globally accepted and relevant guidelines. Bastis said whilst many similarities exist between a business ESG and sustainability aspects, these terms are not to be used interchangeably as their specific meanings differ. According to him, the factors that relate to the three distinct environmental, social, and governance pillars comprise a wide array of core non-financial elements that represent risks and opportunities that will impact the ability of a company to create long-term value. He said, and I quote, these elements include climate change, carbon footprint, and natural resource scarcity. Moreover, he stated that the social dimension includes labor practices, employee and community wellness, and data privacy. Busbeer mentioned that the governance pillar addresses board and executive management composition, ethics, and transparency. Moreover, he noted that, in other words, these unique factors underlying each ESG pillar provided a practical framework for companies to identify material matters and evaluate, monitor, and report their impact and dependencies on the environment. Yes, of course, listeners, there was our business segment right here on Eagle FM. I see that my time with you in studio is up, and I am going to hand over to my colleague Eba from the Ondangwa station, who will be taking you through the Oshiwambo news.